You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it like? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Once again, you're tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, being presented to you right here on RBN, best quality station in America, by far. yes, so you guys have been witnessing another side of me, the happy, elated side of me, and I think it's just because, you know, we're starting to get that pendulum swing back. I think it's starting to swing back for us. What do you think there, my co-host, my esteemed colleague, Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth?
I would agree, man. I had an emo phase, like, a couple weeks ago where I was thinking we're not having victories, but I am thinking we're having victories. And, you know, now Bill and Melinda's getting divorced, so who knows? Maybe Melinda's gonna write a tell-all book, and who knows? Or maybe Bill's gonna write a tell-all book. You know, maybe they both will. So you never know. I'm optimistic.
Now you're getting ahead of programming.
Okay.
Well, we got a clip or two. Nothing. I mean, I guess it's not necessary. It's nothing too revealing. But it's definitely something that we're going to talk about. First, I want to bring in my guest for the evening. Now, I've not been trying to have any guest until our new platform is up. And by the way, I should give you guys a little update on that, actually. Got my domain name and all that stuff back from this hosting company, and I might have to sue them. I don't know, because they just didn't render any services that we paid for. But we also have started the building of my social network. I might as well call it a social network. We're going to have sort of like a Reddit sort of a thing. Sort of a wiki sort of a thing that you, the people, can build. And built and managed and maintained by you, the people. For those of you who have, I suppose, moderator profiles. And also, yeah, the show streaming every night. Everybody can be there waiting, be in the chat room. You know, I think we might just even leave the chat room going 24/7. When showtime comes about, well, we do showtime. And if we want to get other hosts, or if I, let's say, if I want to do a rant and I want to schedule in a double dosage segment or something like that, well, then that'll be my little independent thing going on there. But I'm always going to have at least some daily content for you guys on my server. And that is being built as we speak. Well, the server's already there. The server and the backup server already there, but the site in itself is being broken down and redefined. So I'm going to guess another 6 weeks, maybe, which should be about time to tell you other good news as well. I promise you guys, this show isn't just going to be all dreary and doom and gloom. We are working. We're working tirelessly behind the scenes to give some sort of hope. Give people tools, weapons. Okay? This is what we're going to do. It's been the plans, and it's going to continue to be the plans. Everything's going according to plan, which I'm proud to say. So, anyhow, I would like to try to get my guest in here and see if Skype will let me actually add the person. Skype is being all kinds of weird on my computer today.
You added them? For some reason, when you add them, it doesn't usually call them. I don't know.
There we go.
Oh, wait, well, we'll see.
Yeah,
that.
I called him.
Oh, see, it's great having a producer on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to present to you, we have someone on the air, someone who's a friend of mine. I would call a brother. We're all brothers in this cause. We're family. I thought I was going to be the only TLB TV member that was active since things kind of got settled down, but we have Luca Mino joining us here again, and he's here to present his new media for us all.
He dropped out. Wait, he's back. I'm not sure he can hear us.
Okay. Luca, are you there? Oh, boy.
I think he's having trouble hearing us.
We'll work out the technical difficulties, guys. It may also be on my end. Like I said, my computer's just trying to...
I don't think so. You should be able to hear me, so whatever's happening, it's...
Whatever's happening,
Skype
it's
issue,
just happening.
There we go. We can try again.
Well, there we go. I've already given you a lengthy introduction, my friend. We have Luca Mino joining us, despite technical difficulties.
No, it's because every single time I plug my microphone into the iPhone goes into voice mode, and it thinks I'm trying to record something, so it cuts off the microphone. It's very strange.
My iPad does that.
Yeah.
With these iProducts. I don't know.
No, it's just... They do what they want, and they're the boss, and whether you like it or not, you have to accept it, right? Oh, you know what it is, too? It's really when you're working with good energy, because negative energy really wants to break that, right? So this is a good sign, because that means that bad energies are trying to break the phone call and break the connection, right?
Yeah, or nefarious people with their own negative interests trying to be spooks.
I wanted to tell you how good it is to be back, because I haven't talked to you for years. And one of the last times I talked to Roger Laundrie, he was praising you up and down, saying that you had a really good rant together and that it was a really good show. And I have Roger on my shows regularly. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to drop you a line.
Well, you know, I'm inspired by the best, okay? You've heard that I'm going to be doing the talk TV, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, well, hello, who was my mentor doing that for TLB TV? It was you. So, again, I try my best. I, you know, as a Jedi, I don't I don't pretend to be the all-out warrior. I still go from master to master and learn what I can.
Yeah, I understand. I really want to applaud the media very quickly to get right into what I wanted to talk about very briefly. Okay. It's the stuff that nobody talks about. It's the stuff that nobody can talk about, because if they do, their reputation gets slandered. We know what big tech is responsible for. They'll shut you down very quickly. So nobody's talking about what we're really supposed to be talking about in fear of being shut down. And Roger's one of the people that, you know, his integrity is, you know, as far as I can see, is flawless. And he's been like a mentor, like they're teachers. You know, you're a teacher. He's a teacher. People I can't stand are probably my best teachers too, but that's another show, right?
Well, there was a moment there for, well, I would say a little, quite a while. I got on your nerves a little bit.
You know, and you get all these hints, like these quotes where they say that, you know, good journalists are either dead or in jail, right? And that's about where it is. That's why they want to shut us up. One good rant and one good, very good subject is vaccines. Completely a no-no subject. You know, you start talking about that, you get a flash on Twitter saying, are you sure you want to talk about this? This is incorrect information. You know, check the CDC for further, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That was at the point when I was sharing the fact that Finland was withdrawing COVID measures as unconstitutional. You know, so there's all kinds of stuff going on. Then you find out what vaccines are doing in Israel and what Israel's role in all that is. It goes on and on and on. I'm sorry,
This is an open platform, open media, but there are two things I want to get into first. I want to get into your health, because it sounds like you're making a recovery, and then I want to talk about your show. Then we'll go all out after that.
Oh, that's basically the show is basically that's the whole fun of it. It's nice of you to ask about my health. That's a no-no subject as well. Excuse me. Simply due to the fact that I'm living proof that, you know, you can heal well, actually, from fourth stage cancer, stage four cancer in November. November 17th, I was stage four cancer. November 18th, I went under the knife, and they took out the prostate and the bladder and a huge load of cancer. My bladder was over invaded with very aggressive cancer, and it started to eat on the prostate, obviously. So they took both of them out, and I said no to chemo and radiation. I said no way. And I'm proof that you can do it without chemo and radiation. First of all, I know where it comes from. I mean, it's a product of mustard gas that they had to get rid of from World War I. You know, and then, oh, that comes from Big Pharma. Oh, okay. Oh, and you're worth about between $25,000 and $250,000 every time the word chemo or you know, radiation is mentioned in the oncology office. You know, but you're not supposed to know that. You know, it's on and on and on. Every single thing you research is a rabbit hole. It's unbelievable. So I leaned on cannabis, and I've been smoking since I got out of the hospital. And, oh, you get your legs back. Oh, all of a sudden, you know, this is what my show Learn to Unlearn is about. There's one part that's about health and one part that's about the political issues that I'm keeping on doing. I really appreciate you asking me about the health issue, because most people wouldn't think about that. But when I knew I was healing, when I was sitting there in the hospital with my pen in my mouth, writing down, oh, what am I going to talk about? Oh, what am I going to talk about? Everything worked out really well from then on. And it's a slow process. If you want to talk about healing, it's a very, very slow process. And it's about internalizing everything. It's about listening to yourself, and it's about eating the right things. And it's all about everything south of the neck. Like, you don't listen to your brain at all. You have to really trust and have faith, I guess. I would love to take callers anytime.
Well,
this is, hey,
sure. You know,
it all depends on what we're talking about. But with my health, I'm realizing that I will not be vaccinated. I will not. Okay. In the 1980s, they would never, ever talk about vaccinating a pregnant woman. Think about it. All of a sudden, oh, newborn babies have to be vaccinated. I beg your pardon. You know, it's all about Big Pharma, because Big Pharma controls government. Government has to kiss ass to Big Pharma. That's all there is to it. That's why everything is controlled by Big Pharma. The media, oh my God, every single time I'm watching CNN or even the Weather Channel, it's all about vaccinations. It's all about pills.
Well, you know? the covert side, yeah, Big Pharma, you're right about that. But the covert aspect of that, they need the nano aluminum. And see, we all have the nano aluminum inside of us because of chemtrails. But when you have a greedy government that's getting biotelemetry off of all of us, you know, they're getting biotelemetry from all the equipment that's around us, from the HARP array, you know, that's blanking us, that where they can do the interferometry with the signals. Mm. They're getting biotelemetry feedback off of all of us. So, what's the next step? Well, they don't know anything about these babies. They haven't developed yet.
Mm.
That's the point of control. If you can beam a pregnant lady as her fetus is developing into a baby, you can kind of control the growth, or at least monitor it. You can control the destiny of that child.
Yeah, that's where they're heading. You know, and the thing is, I've always asked creator or God, whatever you want to call him, to be a middleman between the people that don't really know anything and the people that, you know, and that know what you're talking about, that live what you're talking about day in and day out. How can we get those people in? You know, the bridge between the two of them. My brother's a really good example. You cannot talk to him about any, all my family's vaccinated. We're doing fine. Luca, how come you're not getting vaccinated? You know, big silence. And I managed to tell him, I managed to retort. I just told him, I said, listen, after coming back from stage 4 cancer, I don't want anything made in a lab. I would like something from nature. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing with the cannabis and, you know, special herbs. And also, this is not a plug, but balanceofnature.com is something to look into, because that's very, very powerful vegetables and fruits together in pill form, which are done and made by a doctor. So that really boosted my immune system, which really increased my healing time. It's just amazing to watch. So I'm back. And, you know, the stuff that you just talked about, I'm really not aware of, because I'm not there. Everybody's supposed to be where they're supposed to be. I have little bits of the puzzle that I can add to or that I can help with. You know,
Luca, you should know me. I'm on top of these feds. I'm not going to let them go. I'm just not. I say we should save the chemotherapy for the feds. How about that?
There's no problem. Everything that they're suggesting for us, they should do. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? If there's something else that I wanted to share as well, is the protocols of Zion. And everybody goes, yeah. That's not. Well, if you look at that really, really carefully, way back to when Hitler was trying to clean up the streets of Berlin in the 1920s and 30s, oh, it was the Zionists and the Freemasons that were spreading porn and the prostitution and all that in Germany at the time. They're doing exactly the same thing now.
Okay, you know what? That's a good place to pause, because we have to take a quick commercial break.
Hey.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Back, Red Pill Hardcore Radio. I want to kind of let that break down a little bit, but that is my least favorite intro, so I'm cutting in a little bit early here. V'll be back with us in a sec, but I'm taking over for a minute. But let's actually, before I take over, let's jump back to what you're talking about before the break, and then to anybody that's just joining us, plug your show again, and then please continue.
Yes, how you doing? This is Luke Amino from Learn to Unlearn. And I've known V for quite a while, for many years, and we embraced what we know. And I was just talking about how you can jump from today to, you know, back to Berlin in 1920s and 1930s, when in reality Hitler was cleaning up the streets of Berlin, and that's one of the reasons why Marlene Dietrich had to flee to the United States, because she was a porn actress and she could no longer work because Hitler was kicking out all kinds of prostitution, porn rings, and he had book burnings from the Zionists and the Freemasons that he was kicking out. And you learn that, and then finally you see this James Addison Baker quote. Who's Secretary of State for the United States, and he says, we painted Hitler as a monster, a devil, and that's why we couldn't move away from that portrayal after the war. He says, we had mobilized the masses against the devil incarnate. We were forced to keep that satanic scenario after the war. We couldn't possibly have explained to our people that the war had only been a preventive economic measure, unquote. So, and then there's Churchill, who said we had to get rid of Germany because Germany was too strong. Hitler was making too much of a strong Germany. We had to get rid of him. And then you think, oh, just like they got rid of the seven countries in 5 years, was it after the lie of 9/11? And that lie from 9/11 was the lie in Oklahoma City bombing, which was a test run for 9/11. It's unbelievable. It's one rabbit hole after the other. I don't want to cut anybody off.
No, sorry. I was eager to jump in there. But, I mean, while these same people are saying this about Germany, British and American bank and politicians were financing Hitler. You know, after World War One, they were pretty desolate. They didn't have any money. The terms after World War One were very stringent against Germany, and they were in a very bad situation. And they could not have rebounded and rebuilt their military had it not been from American corporations and American and British banks. And that's actually very well documented by reputable historians.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the Rothschilds have been sponsoring and you know, what's the word, engineering every single conflict and every war since before the Civil War. That's what they do. That's how they make their money. The Civil War is a good example of that. The Revolutionary War as well, World War One, World War Two. It's all engineered. It's all money-making enterprise. You know, D-Day was you know, one of the glorious moments for the banking elite. Everything is set up that way. That's why Rockefeller is known to, you know, I'm not Rockefeller, I'm sorry, Kissinger is known to have said, you know, that dumb, stupid animals, you know, to be used as pawns in foreign policy. That's what the military is, you know. And Rockefeller saying that they don't want thinkers; they want a bunch of workers now. So it all lines up, you know. This Rothschild is behind Israel, for God's sake. You know, Israel is a fake and illegal state that was just engineered in 1917. If you check out the Balfour Declaration. So Israel is,
I will have to say that I don't necessarily agree with totally your assessment of Hitler necessarily being a good guy. I just think he was another bad guy, but he was also built up by the same good people. I could be wrong about that. And I'm always,
no, I think my grandmother always says the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Right? That's so what I would say. Yeah. I would say that. And that's the thing too. And part of the problem is what they do is, and this is, it all changes over time, you know, during the turn of the century. It was about more in, you know, during Germany and World War II, a lot of it was about nationalism, and people were having strong figureheads. Even in the United States, FDR was a strong, you know, communist figurehead. You had,
oh, it's amazing. The term 6 million, if you look at the term 6 million, you can trace it back to 1869. They're using it in the New York Times. It's a really good figure. It sounds good. And if you look at who was really doing the dirty work in World War II, it was Eisenhower and Churchill. Eisenhower and his death camps, where there were over a million people or so, you know, and he was working with Churchill, who wanted Germany destroyed, you know, whether it was Hitler or a Jesuit priest that was at the helm. So everything's backwards, and that's what I'm learning. And I really encourage people to go see the movie, The Greatest Story Never Told, if you can still find it. And if
right there, going to, this is our short segment right here. We're coming back with a very long segment all the way to the top of the hour. We'll be joined once again by V. This is Fake Mike. We also got Real Mike on the boards. Joined here by Luca. We'll be right back. Red Pill Hardcore Radio. Check us out, republicbroadcasting.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Ready on the left. Ready on the right.
Yo, B, what up, my dude?
What up? Okay.
Yo, kick that thing you're sticking in the studio.
Yeah, yo, what that joint? Round town, I'm bound. Shake the ground, shake the town. Wave the pound, leads you down.
Yo, yo, who's that, B?
Graham Jones, I it's see you, baby.
Yo, kick it again.
Good look. Yeah. Yo, round town, I'm bound. Shake the ground, shake the town. Wave the pound, leads you down. And that's how we approach these. Trying to grow and be fly, but they still maggots. I'm sure all I gotta do is call my man. 40 cal, watch yourself, I'll spoil your plans. I'm the up-top gangster, the star in the hood. One of the few m***s that ain't scared of shook. Man, that was 9-5, man, f*** the past. See niggas out there,
yeah.
Bodyguards up their ass, man.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we have Luca Mino here with us. And, you know, I'm listening to you guys on Intercepting's package, and I can tell you something that was told to me by my father, whom, you know, the master sergeant there, he used a phrase. He said, Hitler was a great man. Hitler was an evil man, but doesn't mean he wasn't great. So, take that how you want it. It's been, what, 70 years since he's been alive, and we're still talking about him? So, I mean, there's a lot to uncover. There's a lot been hidden over time, because it's such a subject that has affected all of us on some level.
Well, what affected me, and I really appreciate you what you're saying, was Hellstorm. Hellstorm was it's a movie that people should go watch. It was put together by people that were going, oh, hey, you know, the list of German cities that were obliterated, quote, the populations incinerated with, you know, populations incinerated with the towns day and night, people melting in the asphalt. The list of the cities were too long to put in one piece of paper. So that's how I got into the story at first, because I'm German. My grandmother's German. She comes from Frankfurt am Main. And I thought it was kind of my duty, because I feel like I'm German too. So I'd like to know what the story is. And everybody's pointing one way, so I automatically want to point the other way and say, hey, hang on a second. And that's what brought me to what I found. The quote from James Baker that proves it's exactly what we're doing today. The seven countries in 5 years that you can also research is proof. Oh, that's what they do to countries that resist the Rothschild central banks.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. You're right on with that one, Luca. And I want... get callers on the line. Phone number is 800-313-9443. And we'll take some of these calls as soon as possible. But I want to let people understand a lot of this stuff, a lot of history, a lot of these war facts can be covered up. It's no problem. It's just like how they're covering up the fact that these false flag shooters are targeted individuals.
Exactly.
That's, you know, these are pushed over the edge with the MK Ultra. Okay, you got people doing mass horrendous crimes. You guys have been hearing me talk about that nonstop, and I definitely want to make sure people understand war is hell, and war just isn't on the battlefield. We are all in a war right now. All the way from the shooters to Oklahoma City bombing to whatever.
Uh-oh. Hit the brakes. Did you say Oklahoma City bombing?
Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, heaven. Guess what? Oh, you can talk to Ted Gunderson about that. Oh, hang on a second. No, you can't. Oh, they killed him. Arsenic poisoning. Oh, okay. So he's dead. So they can't. The first responder, too, Terrence Yakey. The black responder that just happened to be around the corner when it happened. He was the first responder. He goes in, his body's found like 4 or 5 miles away in a field somewhere, shot and done whatever to him. You dig into that, you find out the real story. You know, this is what I mean about asking Creator to just put me in a place where I know something that most people don't, and that can help me enlighten people. First thing I learned about Oklahoma City bombing is that it was a test run for 9/11 with new explosives. The truck bomb was used as a, you know, just a ploy or a decoy. It was no fertilizer bomb that blows the front face of a building off. And the firefighter holding the baby, that classic Pulitzer Prize winning shot, it's all FBI work. That's all trauma. You know, how do you get people traumatized the best way? They had unexploded bombs that they took out of the Oklahoma City, the Murrah building. Unexploded bombs with U.S. Army stamps on them. Some, if not one or more, I don't remember the exact amount. I think it was, well, it's safe to say one or more were taken out of the daycare of the building, okay? So, you know, how do you traumatize people the most? Well, there you go. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to take all the memorials and I'm going to just say what a lie they were, you know?
And I'm glad for people who still look into these things. I know I had an opportunity to – well, actually, Luca and I both had an opportunity to interview this Cody guy who said he turned down the job. I had to turn him down for the interview because of some behind the scenes things that I didn't like. I really would have liked to gotten an interview for you guys, but to me, it wasn't
I have that ingrained in my memory. That's what I'm talking about. What I'm saying to you about Oklahoma City bombing is what he said to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he was offered $500,000 now. and $500,000 later for, you know, for a job we're going to do. Well, where are we going? What country, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, this is a federal building. And he says, are you out of your mind? So he declined. So he went from being an asset to being a liability. So they tried to take his life at least four times, cutting the.
I talked to him. He said that even though I declined the interview with him, I still talked to him even like four more times over the phone.
Good.
And he said that they were microwaving him.
Yeah, and you know they cut the brakes, the brake lines off the car, his wife's car, all this kind of stuff. Exactly what they tried to do, you know, or what they did do to Terence Yakey, the first responder who went in, and he saw guys in black suits coming out of the building when he went in, and they were carrying stuff, you know, boxes. And come to find out, you know, tell me if Cody told you something different. I don't think he did, but this is what he told me. He said that the only one of the biggest reasons, there are only two that he mentioned, why they blew up the Oklahoma City building was because they had to hide
the records,
the veterans' medical files,
yes,
from sicknesses that they don't even have a name for yet. That came from the DUs that they used in depleted uranium that they used in the first Iraqi war. You know, well, if you want to know more about that, you can follow Doug Roke. Rokke, who's on YouTube. He's got a 50-minute video explaining about the DUs and the disaster that happened to people that weren't even prepared. I mean, you have to have hazmat suits to clean stuff like that up. These guys went in there with shorts on, and it was 100 degrees, and within 48 hours, they were coming down with stuff that they'd never seen before. So it's all done on purpose, you know?
I actually had a few soldiers on the show. Oh. Who said that was the reason, and also because they wanted to hide the files for the Agent Orange victims, because they were all Agent Orange victims.
And there was also files from Hillary and Bill Clinton's, you know, escapades and cocaine, etc. You know, they had to get rid of all that stuff. So there you go.
The highest concentration of Agent Orange U.S. victims, soldiers, was right there at Oklahoma City Hospital. They wanted to get rid of that evidence, yes.
See, so you take stuff like that they do, and you know that they do it now. This is no longer a conspiracy. This is what's so important. That's why people freak out. This is why I can't talk to my brother anymore. My only son doesn't talk to me anymore, because this is the stuff that I know. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Oh, hey, that gives us a stomachache. No, we're all vaccinated. We don't want to hear that. Luca, you know, aren't you on SSI? I said, yeah. And they said, well, you're attacking the government that's feeding you. Don't you think that's wrong? You know?
That's a little payback. That's a little interest.
We can't talk. If we were within arm's reach, he probably would have hit me several times. So, you look at the evil that's going on, and the vaccines to me are dead center. They're exactly that. And there's, you know, why am I resisting like that? Why am I thinking there's no way nobody's going to touch me with that? You know, coming from a lab, coming from Israel. Oh, and then all of a sudden a video from Israel drops in your lap. And this is the video everybody should see. Go on YouTube and punch in the search bar and write in outcry from Israel. Outcry to the world from Israel. It's a Black Box Studio presentation, and it's screaming out exactly what we're saying. You know, oh yeah, they're giving people ankle bracelets, you know, that refuse the vaccines as a humiliation tactic. They're giving people free pizza for a vaccination, right? And you wonder why all this is happening. Then you find out that Pfizer and Israel have a contract, apparently. It's a physical contract. They're not exactly sure why or what it is, but apparently Israel has to have so many people vaccinated or something, and everybody's freaking out now because they know that Israel is the model for the rest of the world, quote-unquote.
Well, that should be illegal. Just like, know? For example, the pillow guy, he was saying the cure to COVID was oleander. Oleander. Find out that was messing people up left and right. But yeah, and he and had a special interest in it because he bought a whole bunch of stocks in the oleander. And so yeah. when you have special interests like that, you can't have one person owning, you know. I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, when you have a government that will have contract and they're making money off of it.
Yeah. No. See, this is something else that nobody's talking about. See, what you're talking about could probably scare away a lot of people because they don't really know what you're talking about. And they realize that your level of knowledge is so superior to theirs that they get all defensive and you know what cognitive dissonance is, right?
Right.
Well, when you look at a government that's backing global depopulation, I mean, to the point where they have this beautiful monument that people get married under because they don't have a clue what it is, called the Georgia Guidestones, where they tell you that only 500 million people are going to be alive after they're done. You know, eugenics, fluoride, vaccines, GMO, war, drugs, arms, like it never stops, right? So they can't be good for you. And this is exactly where we're at. If you look at what's coming now, you know, and vaccines are not, they're not mandatory in Israel. Oh, no. But, you know, Biden said it. Biden gave me chills down my spine 2 nights ago when he stood up there and he said, people with that are vaccinated are going to be able to do a lot more than people that aren't.
So for right? those people who are not going to get the vaccines, you're going to be a second-class citizen.
Oh, worse than that.
Which is unconstitutional.
It's going to get to the point where you probably won't even be able to go get food without being vaccinated or without being able to be there are ATMs right now that will refuse your money. You cannot get money out of this ATM if you don't show them your vaccination code or whatever it is that you have, if you have a chip on you. That's what's coming. That's all from Israel. See, that's why we're not being told. Now they're not saying it's mandatory, but they're saying, people that are vaccinated will be able to do a lot more than people that aren't. So they're dividing and conquering already. And everybody's buying it. I know so many people that are just in line to get it. And there's no way. Nobody's going to touch me with that. And, you know, and then you find out about the nanobots, nanotechnology inside the vaccines. They're trying to change your DNA. They're injecting us with cancer if you follow the MRC5 cell line. You know, it's nonstop. So the information's out there.
Well, and what people and Will, I'm gonna let you speak, and then we're gonna get to the callers. I want to say very quickly, when you have and the science sounds really good. I've looked into the science. You know, it changes your RNA. It'll be able to take a small chunk of the virus, and they don't have to give you the full virus. And it'll be able to react a certain way to the virus, and da 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 da. But what people don't understand, when they open up your RNA and they want to make alterations to your DNA, also you have to think you are what you eat. So if you're eating genetically modified foods too,
exactly,
that also is going to start coupling.
Exactly.
Into your
DNA. See, that's the crime behind everything. That is all engineered. That's what people don't understand. Oh, our government wouldn't do that. You know, that's exactly what they do. They've been doing that for hundreds of years. The masks, if you're looking into the history of masks, women wore iron masks around their face because they talked too much. You know, this is like 100, 200 years ago. That's what they do. The masks have nothing to do with health. It's all about control. It's all about, you know, who's going to comply. That's what I think anyway. And people that are going to get sick are the ones that are wearing masks right now. Like that poor girl from high school that collapsed at the finish line because she had a mask on.
Yeah, you know? Too much carbon dioxide. She can't get fresh air.
I can't wear one for more than 10 minutes.
Well, Will, you were going to say something. I want to get to what you were going to say and then get to callers.
Yeah, no, I was just going to jump in on one of the earlier points he was making, but yeah, let's get to the callers. They've been waiting patiently.
My Skype will not refresh, so Mike, go ahead and throw them at us.
the hell happened?
It's Gary.
Okay. Gary, go ahead. You're on the show. Please, no profanity.
Can you give your number out one more time?
800-313-9443.
Yeah, I've been trying to get it for a year. You just say it too fast.
800-313-9443.
Please call the local if you can. 512-248-8252. Local, please.
If you just remember republicbroadcasting.org, 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 the top left,
yeah.
Depending on it's going to list the local number there, and you're going to want to call the local number to save us money.
AV?
Hold on. I think we got the caller coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, he's very knowledgeable of what he's talking about. Very knowledgeable. And my dad was in the war. But he talked about it very little, but he had never said nothing about Hitler, nothing. And we had a camp here, a prison camp over here where I live, close to it, where they had the Germans in it. But they didn't have no fence around because they didn't want to leave. And what the ones that's living now, they still have a reunion back there every other year here in this state. And that guy, he comes on your radio call in. I guess his name is Danny. I think he lives in Texas. Get him, David Duke, and this guy talk, and you'd have a really good show one night.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's send him our way.
let me thank the caller, first of all, for having an open mind, and second of all, for accepting what other people say without jumping in and saying you know better. Okay, that's what the glory is about getting along. You know, people have to realize that they can't be in love with what they think anymore. This is all about, you know, hey, I want to learn. Well, why don't you learn something that's going to really upset you? You know, and then you can find out why you're upset. And then we can grow together, you know? That's what it's all about.
That's correct. But a lot of people, they don't think you know what you're talking about when you do talk about things like this. Either they know more than you do and don't know nothing.
The people who get upset are the ones that need to hear what you have to say, sadly. V, I'll throw another one at you real quick, and this is something that the caller can research too. They have been trying, corporations have been trying to dumb the people down for a good 60, 70 years. And it's a proven fact. Rockefeller always said he didn't want a nation of thinkers, he wants a nation of workers. There's clues everywhere. They want to dumb us down through GMOs, through vaccines, through big pharma.
It started with Edward Bernays. Am I right, Will?
Yeah.
Well,
It started with the first ATF officer, whose name is Harry Anslinger. Anslinger in the 1930s did a huge campaign against marijuana and the Mexicans and the blacks. So, I mean, the country's not racist. Yeah, right. Try again, you know, and they made our health illegal. And then in comes Rockefeller with his petrochemical poisons. That's got nothing to do with health whatsoever.
That's right. I seen a deal about John Wayne back there when he first started, and back in the 40s, they wanted him to run for president, but he thought, you know, an actor couldn't be the president. Well, their deal was to get the red out of Hollywood, what they call him. I can't even think of it now.
The Red Scare. The Red Scare, the commies.
Yeah, and they got them out, but when they let the guard down, they came back in there again. And now they control Hollywood, what, you know, you see now.
Well, he's talking about Hollywood. I can throw something in real quick.
All right.
Look for the name Arnon Milchan. Arnon Milchan, M-I-L-C-H-A-N. He's a producer who was working in Israel and Britain on a film called The Medusa Touch in 1978. About a Boeing 747 slamming into the Pan Am building in New York. Oh, so that means that Israel has been working on 9/11 since the 80s. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Israel's been working on Iran, supposedly a threat, since 1980s, right? Yes. Oh, okay. And Rothschild, it's a big circle. Rothschild, you know, does not like Iran because Iran wants to be like the 7 countries in 5 years that we got rid of.
Well, let me just say that. You're talking about Wesley Clark, and he's talked about when he first got in the Pentagon. He said, yeah, we're going to invade these 7 countries. And one of those countries on the list you keep referring to is Iran. It was such a busy night last night, I didn't get to cover the fact that they're actually now saying that Iran has weapons of mass destruction. So
there you go. Careful.
They might right. be. We might be checking them off the list sooner than later.
Well, we're being forced to turn tail out of Afghanistan, so they have to come up with a lie to insert us back over there.
Speaking of Afghanistan, most people don't know that the real reason. I mean, everybody can say poppies, yeah, okay, opium for big pharma, but there's something else too that Afghanistan is sitting on some of the biggest mineral deposits in the history of the world. You're talking about rare earth. You're talking about minerals that our cars are made from. That all the electronics are made from. That's America. That's what the CIA does. That's, you know.
It could be a new Silicon Valley, eh?
You can hear Pompeo say it. Pompeo himself, live and. You know, in front of everybody, he'll say, oh, you know, we were taught how to lie and how to cheat and how to steal. That's what we do in the CIA. You know, I mean, how much proof do you need?
Let me ask you something. What is the – I watch these ministers on TV raising money for the Jews, and they're in Nairobi, but you got Jews in Germany and Russia. What color is the Jew? Is he black or white? Or
okay, you know what? I want to get into that, but first, we got to go into a commercial break. We'll go in the top of the hour. Stay on the line, caller, and we'll come back with a song, and then we'll dive right back in. Stay tuned, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.